Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Ramón, ¿cómo estás?
Nosotros vemos hoy que el gobierno mexicano empieza a porcicar zapato de conchos y quiere cerrar con Es mentira que haya sido asesinado.
This is a letter to the editor. Dear editor, my heartfelt sympathy goes out to the police task force and drug squad that were obviously misinformed in their prelim and assignment briefings about the violent nature of our little village and its media hype status of being out of control. What a pity to be sent here en masse with every expectation of gaining in the field experience and training in riot control and protest busting, only to be confronted with a community of peace-loving hippies. Such a letdown must have been for them to be set down among caring folk who practice a culture of tolerance toward a small group of rebellious youth and a few heroin addicts on previously confiscated drugs. I acknowledge the and appreciate the disappointment they and their superiors would have felt. With the best of intentions, of course, and using every trick in the manual, the poor dears were unable to incite even one actual attack or assault upon their respective persons. Who can blame them for at least trying to save face in front of the media by concocting an alleged assault? The Nimbin's abysmal lack of foresight in this matter, I hope, I'm speaking for our village as a whole, as I humbly apologise to the force. Actually, we are not much at arranging a riot here, as we've never had one, and certainly not Mardi Gras. Here I respectfully suggest to any of the force that may be reading this letter that for Nidman's next fiesta, at very little extra expense, a truckload of experienced rioters may be recruited from a South Sydney beachside suburb, Udley, or Honiara, and could be transported here with your riot squad and task force. Respectfully yours, Graham Ferguson.
Let me ask you about your leadership. In the most recent survey, your disapproval rating is now 1 point lower than Richard Nixon's.
Parfois j'aimerais mourir tellement j'ai voulu croire. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien avoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te voir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour.
We've had 5.2 million jobs in the last 2.5 years. But the people are unsettled. They don't look at the economy and say life is good. They know we're at war.
Tous les jours. Parfois j'aimerais mourir tellement y'a plus d'espoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te revoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien savoir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour.
They're not just unsettled, sir. They disapprove of the job you're doing. That's unsettled.
Tous les jours.
That's amazing.
Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime.
Let me ask you a little something about your style. You said, and have said in this immigration debate, that you want to find rational middle ground on this issue. What other areas can the American people expect you to urge a more centrist approach to policy?
Well, you know.
But the protests in Boston pale in comparison to Senator McCain's reception in New York. He gave the commencement address for the new school at Madison Square Garden. Not only was he heckled throughout, he was criticized before he even spoke by 21-year-old graduate Jean Sarah Rowe, who actually changed her speech when she realized she would be preceding the Senate.
The senator does not reflect the ideals upon which this university was founded. Not only this, but his invitation was a top-down decision that did not take into account the desires and interests of the student body.
After the ceremony, McCain told the assembled media that he'd never received a reception like that before and that, quote, I feel sorry for people living in a dull world where they can't listen to the views of others. One of his aides, who says he helped craft the commencement address, went a step further, posting a response to Jean Sarah Rowe's speech on the Huffington Post blog that read in part, it took no courage to do what you did, Ms. Rowe. It was an act of vanity and nothing more. And please don't worry about the senator's discomfort with you. He has managed to endure much worse. He has over and over again risked personal ambitions for what he believes, rightly or wrongly, are in the best interests of the country. What, pray tell, have you risked? The only person you have succeeded in making look like an idiot is yourself. Jean Rowe joins us now. Thanks for your time.
Hi, thank you.
Let me start at the end there. That quote I just read from one of Senator McCain's aides. Am I misinterpreting that, or did the aide basically say there, children should be seen and not heard, and you don't get freedom of speech or the freedom to make a speech until you've been a prisoner or a war veteran or a senator? Or what are your thoughts on that response?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think his response is extremely rude and very misinformed as well. He clearly didn't read what I had posted on the Huffington Post or my speech, because my words were very clear. I was not at all rude towards the senator. And so I think that, you know, yes, in a sense he was saying that because I am young, I don't have the right to make the kinds of bold statements that I made, but I disagree.
Did we let politicians and their flacks like this Mr. Salter get the impression that they and they alone are allowed to be involved in public discourse? I mean, he referred to self-indulgence. Somebody in politics referred to somebody else's self-indulgence. In some senses, was this response not worse than McCain's speech?
Oh, I think certainly, and I don't really want to make too much of it. But definitely, I think it's worth noting that I did what I did because I felt that my conscience required it of me, and I certainly didn't do it for any sort of personal gain or vain reasons. I don't really see that I personally have much to gain from this. It's turned my life upside down over the past 3 days, and I really wouldn't wish this kind of attention upon anybody at this point.
What was your issue, though, with this politician and this speech? Because it seems like half of all commencement addresses are by politicians. What was wrong with this politician and this speech?
Well, it wasn't so much that he was giving the same speech at three different universities, which is what Mr. Salter suggested in his writing. That was my issue with it. It was much more that the address itself did not speak to the fact that we were graduating, that this was our graduation, that this was our big day. It was much more of a stump speech for Senator McCain, and I felt that that was completely out of place. And, of course, I had the privilege of knowing what the senator was going to say before he said it, so I was prepared for that.
Kind of a mistake in planning on their part. When did you find out what it was he was going to say? What was your writing deadline? I understand you changed your speech at the last minute, correct?
I did. It was 2 in the morning the night before, or early in the morning before I gave my speech, that I finally did sit down to begin writing my new draft. After having done a great deal of research about what the senator was going to say, what kind of press attention had been given to this situation in the days leading up to it. I introduced myself to the senator as one of the two student speakers that were asked to speak, and a friend of mine shot that picture for us.
I'm gathering you probably wouldn't have expected him to pose afterwards.
No, he disappeared pretty soon after that for whatever reason.
No será difícil dar con su domicilio. Dime los basureros.
Welcome to Tijuana. y la sexo marihuana. Oh, welcome to Tijuana, con el coyote Mayalona. Welcome to Tijuana, tequila, sexo, marihuana.
Bienvenida a Tijuana. Bienvenida mi amor, de noche a la mañana. Bienvenida mi amor, bienvenida a Tijuana. Bienvenida a tu pena, bienvenida a la cena. Sopita de camarón, bienvenida a Tijuana. Bienvenida a mi suerte, bienvenida a la muerte, bola panamericana.
Welcome to Tijuana. Welcome to Tijuana.
Welcome to Tijuana, tequila, sexo, marihuana.
Welcome to Tijuana,
con el coyote no hay aduana.
Bienvenida a Tijuana.
Welcome to Tijuana.
Bienvenida,
tequila,
mi amor,
sexo, marihuana.
De noche a la mañana.
Welcome to Tijuana.
Bienvenida a Tijuana.
No hay aduana. Welcome to Tijuana, tequila, sexo, marihuana. Welcome to Tijuana, con el coyote no hay aduana.
No será difícil dar con su domicilio. Viven los basureros. ¿Alguna novedad?
Respeto a nuestro derecho a gobernar y gobernarnos, y el mal gobierno impone a los más la ley de los menos. Nuestra lucha es por la libertad para el pensamiento y el caminar, y el mal gobierno pone cárceles y tumbas. Nuestra lucha es por la justicia, y el mal gobierno se llena de criminales y asesinos. Techo, tierra, trabajo, pan, salud, educación, independencia, democracia, libertad. Estas fueron nuestras demandas en la larga noche de los 500 años. Estas son,
bueno,
hoy,
nunca dan una,
nuestras exigencias.
Pues órale.
Mamá, mamá. Ahí te dejo mi carrito. Tengo un asunto importante que atender.
Dame un café.
¿Quieres café, mi vida?
Sí.
Pues sírvetelo.
Hermanos y hermanas de otras razas y otras lenguas, aquel a cuya mano se acerque este manifiesto, que lo haga pasar a todos los hombres de esos pueblos.
And on Friday I stood up and said I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
But what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Corporation profits, bloody oil money. I'm above the law and I'll decide what's right or wrong. I am the egghead, I'm the commander. father decider. Cuckoo, ca-choo, Baghdad City, policemen sitting pretty little targets in a row. See how they die when shrapnel flies, see mothers cry. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. Yellow cake uranium. Imaginary WMDs. They classify and fax, expose and secret agent tax. That's what the wealthy leave and all the poor behind. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider, cuckoo-ca-choo.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider.
That's how this all works. Provides the final decision. And Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. He's helping us fight a war on terror. I have strong confidence in Don Rumsfeld. I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation. But I'm
what is the difference in your mind between sectarian violence and the Civil War?
You know, it's a good question, and we've been trying to look for a way to characterize what are the ingredients of the Civil War, and how would you know if there was one, and what would it look like, and what might be its progression, either up to increased violence or down to less violence. And it's a hard thing to do, and people are analyzing that and thinking about it. And I think until I've had a chance to think more about it, I will say I don't think it'll look like the United States' Civil War.
Please let it pass. Please let it pass.
Listen to me. Hey, yeah!
Rain falls, heart burns dry. A dream or a song that hits you so hard, filling you up.
Shining like the brightest star.
but you don't know you're rock and rolls spinning into your rock and roll.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.